Which fitness business are you most excited about being involved in as a career path, or even more exciting, as your own business? You know, that gorgeous thing where you can choose your own hours, be your own boss, earn the amount of money that you want to earn, go on holidays when it suits you, work with the people that you want to work with. The reason for having your own business. And if you're passionate about health and fitness and inspiring people to be healthy, fit and strong, wouldn't it be great to have your own fitness business? So there's lots of opportunities and there's lots of ideas and there's lots of things you can do. But one of the most interesting and probably easiest things to do is to buy a franchise. There are now literally hundreds of different gyms, personal training studios, fitness facilities, fitness ideas, exercise studios, boot camps that have franchised their business. They've done all the hard work. They've created all the systems. They've created all the marketing plans. And all you have to do is buy the business and get going. Sounds awesome. And it is. So how do you choose which is the best franchise for you to buy, and why, number one, would you buy a franchise? And I'll ask the question again. If you have a great idea and you would like to make something unique, different and memorable that's never been done before, that might be an opportunity for you to create a beautiful business and then franchise it. Because if it's never been done before and it's exciting, unique and different and people love it, then obviously that's something that could work in your country or worldwide. So you then could be the franchisor, the person who creates the business, creates the systems and shares your idea with the world, and people buy a franchise from you. And that, of course, is a great opportunity, but it requires, yes, great business skills. It may need input from a financial institution like a bank or a venture capitalist. And it might be something you're just not interested in doing, having to set up the whole thing yourself. You could go and work for somebody else, but that idea might have no interest to you either, because then you don't get to choose your own hours, be your own boss and do your life the way you want to do it. So that's where franchising or buying a franchise becomes a really unique and interesting and fun opportunity. Somebody else has done all the hard work. You've just got to pay for that hard work and off you go. So how do you choose the right one for you? And it's very similar, of course, to starting your own business or going to work for somebody. Number one is, what are you the most passionate about? There's plenty of opportunities and there's plenty of businesses to buy. For example, if you went to a franchise expo, you could literally buy a franchise for anything, for a restaurant, for a car parts business, for a cafe, for a cleaning business, for a lawn mowing business, for a health club, for a personal training studio, for a boot camp. You literally can now buy a franchise business for most businesses. So the big question is, what are you the most passionate about? And if it is exercise, if it is fitness, if it is inspiring people to be healthy, fit and strong, what exactly are you the most passionate about? Again, there's boot camps and there's personal training studios and there's gyms, but they're all really different ways to live your life. And the really big thing to remember is, when you're going to buy somebody else's systems, you're going to buy into somebody else's business, their franchise, they've set up that business with those particular systems for a reason. They've obviously tested them, tried them, made lots of mistakes, learnt from their mistakes, and that's how they can now franchise, because they've got something that works. So one of the big things to be aware of, if you're going to buy into somebody else's franchise, is there will be rules and regulations and things that you have to do a certain way. You'll have to sign a contract, possibly, to say, yes, I will do this the right way. And I'll use probably the most famous franchise in the world, which is McDonald's. If you own a McDonald's, you will be audited and checked and policed on a regular basis. And if you don't do it the way you're supposed to do it, you can lose your franchise. Now, there are a lot of fitness, exercise, gym, health club chains, personal training studios that are franchised and may not have such strict rules, but there will perhaps be an expectation that you will run the business in the way that you have promised to run it. That's why you'd buy into a franchise. So always have a giggle. Two or beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun is the Big Mac. And if you have a McDonald's franchise, you can't change the Big Mac recipe. You can't come in one day and put beetroot or bean sprouts or pineapple on the Big Mac, you'll lose your franchise if you do that, and you probably lose your customers as well. So just keep in mind that if you're going to buy into somebody's business, you're going to buy a franchise, does it fit in with your core values? Everything that they do, everything that they stand for, the reason that they've gone into business, does it match and mirror with your core values and why you would like to go into business? Because if there's anything that doesn't sit right with you, is it possible that that could become a challenge further down the track? So questions to ask: what hours are they open? Where do they like to position themselves in the community? Does it have to be a certain kind of a building? Do you have to buy a certain kind of equipment? Are there certain expectations of the exercises that you would choose or include in your program? What is it to set up the business? Do you have to invest in what they tell you to, so that you have to buy a particular style of equipment and buy it from a particular company? Do you obviously have to, when I say obviously, most franchises will have a uniform, they'll have corporate colours, they'll have a plan that you will need to stick to buy that franchise. So great question to ask is this how I want to run my business? Do I want to look like this? Do I want to be open at this time? Do I want to have this particular equipment in my studio or in my business? Do I really want to have that many toilets? Do I want to have that many members? Could I do this by myself? And there's a great question to always ask in business, which your customers and clients also have a right to ask. So why would I do business with you versus why would I do business by myself? So I come up with my own idea and do it myself versus do business with somebody who's your competition, who does something different to you in the same kind of area. So when you're going to buy a franchise, remember you are the customer. So why would you do business with that particular business versus starting something on your own versus buying a different franchise? And that could be a very important thing to research, to analyze, to consider very carefully. Could you do this better on your own? Or are you passionately, madly in love with the way this particular business runs? Or are there other businesses to have a look at? And there's a lot of people who say, yes, I want to buy XYZ franchise. And they don't look at any of the other businesses. And they might have found that there were several other businesses that they could have got for a less expense, or that fit in better with the way they want to run business. So great question. Have you researched all the different options, all the different opportunities to be a franchise owner? And not only do you want to have a boot camp versus a personal training studio versus a gym versus a circuit facility versus a functional center versus a boxing gym, and all of those have got franchises now. What are you the most excited about, and or could you do it on your own, and have you looked at what's available for you, and does it fit in with you? So some really great questions to ask. Then have a very, very careful look at how that business runs. And is that something that you can see yourself doing every day? Remember, if you're going to choose your own lifestyle, and I'll ask the question again, do you want to choose your own hours, be your own boss, work when you want to work, invest time with the people that you really like, go on holidays when it suits you, and earn the amount of money that you want to earn? So if you have a look carefully, for example, at the numbers of a business, it might be capable of a $1 million turnover or a $2 million turnover. That's lovely. But what's the profit? How much profit do you need to make to have a life that you're going to have no financial challenges? And isn't that why you go into business? So that you don't have to have somebody else telling you how much to earn. So I always ask when it comes to money, to earnings, income, salary, profit, those two very important questions, which are: how much money do you want to earn, and how many hours do you want to invest into your business? So if you want to earn $100,000 a year and you only want to work 20 hours a week, that could be the major determining factor of which franchise you choose and why you choose them. If a business expects that you you could earn $1 million a year, but you need to be there 60 hours a week and you need to be there on the weekends and you need to employ a certain number of people and you have no interest in employing people, then that may not be the business for you. So there's some really important things, just personal lifestyle and economy things to think about, because it's very, if you go to a franchise expo, there's a whole heap of salespeople ready to sell you a franchise. guys. And they'll talk to you in all sorts of flowery language, and they'll give you all the great things about owning this particular franchise. But would it be a really good idea to study it carefully for yourself? What exactly is expected of me as a franchisee if I get into this business? Now, the other one to be aware of is, what if something goes wrong? Now, I'm the ultimate optimist. And I would hope that with the right coaching and mentoring that you'll certainly get from your Max program, that you'll buy the right franchise for you if that is something that you want to do. But is it a good idea to plan for the worst, or even expect the worst, then plan for it, so if something happens, you're ready for it? So what happens if the relationship breaks down? What happens if the master franchise goes broke? And that has certainly happened in lots of different franchises, not just in the exercise business, where somebody's had a very successful franchise, but the actual business has gone broke. Now, what's the plan for that if that happens? Because if you love what you do, it would be a very simple process to just turn that into your own business, not have to pay franchise fees anymore, and be very successful in the business that you love. But would it be a good idea to plan for that? The other interesting thing to take note of when you buy into a franchise from a financial point of view is, there will be costs, there will be fees, there will be upfront fees, and there'll be ongoing fees. These people have developed something that they believe is very successful. It can be profitable. Again, they'll have an expectation that you'll run the business the way they tell you to, because that's why it will be profitable. So there's going to be a clause in there somewhere that says, if you don't run the business the way we tell you to, we take no responsibility for your profitability. Or there may be a clause in there that says exactly the opposite, which is, regardless of what happens, we take no responsibility for the success of your business. It's completely up to you. And then how much will it literally cost you to have this business? So yes, you have to buy the business. Yes, you have to buy the idea and the systems. Then there'll be the setup costs. So if you have to buy the building or rent space or buy the equipment to go into the building. And then there's franchise fees, and sometimes it's a percentage of your income, and sometimes it's an upfront flat fee every month. Something to be really aware of, and something to have a very good conversation with your accountant about, and or if you're in the Max program, of course, that's something to have a long sit down with Savvy. Remember, he's a corporate banker, he's a commercial businessman, he's bought and developed and built gyms, and understands the franchising system very well because he was a corporate banker. So he will go through with you there should be a very tight contract. If you buy a franchise, there should be a very tight contract. And just as an interesting side note at the start, if you're going to buy a franchise, you should have to sign a confidentiality agreement when you start looking at that business. Because when you start learning about other people's businesses, they should make sure that you're not going to come and have a look at their business, take their ideas and use them the way that you would like to use them. So you should be signing a confidentiality agreement. It's also a great sign that this is an intelligent business who knows what they're doing. They've got the experience, or they've had the right advice on how to sell their franchise. So, number one, what are you the most passionate about? Have a look at all the businesses available to you, all the franchises you could buy into, and which is the one that's going to fit in with what you want to do the best. And is there any leeway? So if they do some things that you don't like, or there's some things that are expected that you don't want to be involved in, is there leeway to change? And then what if you want to buy another one? There will be rules and regulations about how far apart they need to be, and how often you can open a new one, or how successful or profitable you need to be in your first one before you can open your second one. And when you ask those kinds of questions, even if they're not in the original contract or the original information they give you, what a great way to find out about the business. If you can go into somebody else's business and ask intelligent questions about their business. So do you really want this business? And and I'll use their McDonald's example again. Have a look at two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. That's the system. And if you don't like the system, could it be a good idea not to buy that system? There's a lot of franchise, and again, because I've been involved in business a really long time, I've been in the exercise profession for a really long time, I have a lot of people complain to me from both ends. So I have a lot of franchise owners who complain to me about how their franchisees have screwed up their business, And I have a lot of franchisees who complain to me that their franchisor doesn't know what they're doing and they could do it better. So that's one of those great questions to ask yourself. Do I really want to buy into somebody else's business? And if the answer is yes, you should be able to tick all of the boxes. I love this business. It is what I'm the most passionate about. I want to be open for these hours. I want to have this kind of equipment. I want to run these style of classes. I want to have this particular financial system running in my business. You'll find that a good franchise will have set that all up for you. So you don't have to set up your marketing. You don't have to set up your financial system. You don't have to set up your wages. They'll give you all of those systems and all you have to do is follow them. But could it be a really good idea to make sure that you love those systems? So you need a really close look at them. Then go into an operational franchise and obviously both kinds. There'll be a successful group and there'll be an unsuccessful group. And that's just called business. If there's 50 businesses in a franchise or 500 businesses in a franchise or 5,000 franchises in the business, there'll be 20% of them on average that are doing exceptionally well. They're making more money than all of the other ones put together. They're running the systems the best way. They're passionate about the business and they are doing exceptionally well. So, of course, go and talk to those people and find out what they're doing, because is it possible for this business to be successful? And they will be the people that can prove to you how much money you can make and what a great business it is. There'll be a 70% in the middle that are doing okay. They're doing average. They might be having some bad weeks and some good ones. They might be having some good years and some bad ones. And they will probably give you some reasons or excuses or justifications why they are not in the top 20%. But good to listen, because these are the people that when you go to a franchise conference, for example, they'll be there. 10% of those franchises will be in bad shape. And again, I'm just generalizing and it's round figures, but having been in business a very long time and having had a lot to do with franchising, you will find that about 10% of the franchises that are in that business, whether there's 5 of them, 50 of them, or 5,000 of them, or in the McDonald's case, there might be 500,000 of them, there'll be 10% of them that are going broke, that are doing terribly. And yes, you could go and talk to those people, but a great idea would be to go and have a look at that business and just do the opposite, because whatever they're doing isn't working. So go and spend some time in the franchise that is doing really crappy and figure out why. Because once you've been and had a look at what the 20% are doing that are doing exceptionally well, and then you have a look at what the 10% are doing, it'll be very obvious as to what you need to do to be successful in this particular franchise. And it could be everything from attitude of the actual franchisee owner to the cleanliness of the business, to their big smiley face that exists or doesn't exist, or the way they run the business according to the franchise. And it's interesting to take note that the best franchises in the world have the best systems and the top 20% follow those systems. The bottom 10% are the people that don't follow the systems, or they do it with a very poor attitude. And there's something to be said about having a look at both. I'm not particularly interested in the middle group because they change on a day-to-day basis. Sometimes they have a great day and sometimes not so much. But if you don't want to be average, then it might be a good idea to have a look at what they're doing as well. So your exercise business, your fitness business, will you buy a franchise? Can you be successful in a franchise? Yes. I've got some great people to introduce you to who are now multimillionaires from buying into a franchise. They invested the money, the bank gave them the money, they opened up the business, they ran the systems, and they have become incredibly successful. Could I introduce you to people who have done exactly that and been bitterly disappointed, wasted a lot of money, lost a lot of money, and ended up going broke? The answer is yes. Would it be good to find out what they did differently to the other group? Probably yes. And then there's the great question to ask again. Do you really want to buy into somebody else's business? And it's a really great question, because it can be so much easier. If you don't have to set up the marketing, the uniforms, the payment system, the wages system, the pick the colours, do all the stuff, that's all done for you. It means that you can open the business and go. And it should be, if it's a good franchise, a proven method, a proven system, and you should become profitable, and they'll give you the profit plan. They'll have a business plan to show you. You don't have to create your own business plan. It's already been done for you. That's why you buy a franchise. However, if there's anything about that franchise that doesn't sit right with you, just from my own personal experience and the absolute stress and anxiousness and just crappy stuff that can go on if you buy into a franchise that you didn't look at carefully at the start. There's a lot of people that have ended up in court. There's a lot of people that have ended up divorced. There's people that have broken up friendships with their best mate or somebody that they thought they'd be friends with for the rest of their life because they bought a franchise with them or they bought a franchise off them and the whole thing fell in a horrible heap. And I'm sharing that with you because people often say to me, oh, Roa, you're so optimistic and so happy all the time. That's not very realistic. Well, the beautiful thing is that when you plan for the worst, and I always share this when it comes to stress management, whatever you do, there's a risk. There's a risk if you start your own business. There's a risk if you go and get a job with somebody else because it could be a crappy boss and a terrible business. There's a risk if you buy into a franchise. There's a really big risk to get stuck in a lousy, stinking, rotten job and hate it for the rest of your life. I think for me, that's the ultimate risk. Imagine being stuck in a job that you don't like and you do it for 40, 50 years of your life and you get to the end of your life or you retire and you go, I've really hated my job, I've really hated my career or my business. To me, that's the ultimate waste of time when we talk about time management. So yes, that's a big risk. If you stay in your lousy, rotten, stinking job, is there a risk that you'll be stressed and you'll become overweight and you'll hate your life? And yes, of course. There's a big risk in business and people will tell you that, but I would like to take the risk away. It's very simple to be successful in business and perhaps don't let people convince you otherwise. If you think about this really logically, if you're doing something that you really love, like you're really passionate about it, and you wake up every morning with a purpose to go and do what you love, if you combine that with becoming the best in the world at it, and that seems to me a given because if you're doing what you really love, why would you want to be second best? Why would you want to be average? Of course, you want to keep getting better. And that's a beautiful thing, again, about buying into a franchise. If you buy into a good one, they're always getting better. And I'll use McDonald's again. They're constantly changing and updating and upgrading to suit the market. They're doing all the market research. You don't have to do it. They're finding out what people want, and then they're changing the business to suit. So that's one of the beautiful things about buying into a franchise, the best in the world franchise, is the owners of that business will be constantly upgrading, updating, and making the business better. But if you're living your life where you're doing what you're the most passionate about and you as a person are becoming the best person that you can be, and there's that great philosophy in business, work harder on yourself than you do on your business, and of course your business will become successful. So if you as a person are becoming stronger, tougher, wiser, more intelligent, you're doing the training, the education, the learning to become really good at what you do as a person, is it possible that your business will also have major positive consequences from that? So do what you're passionate about, be the best in the world at it for your customers and clients. You don't have to be the best in the world for all the people in the world. You don't have to be the best for the people that go to the gym if you've got a boot camp. You don't have to be the best for the people who want to go to a personal training studio unless you have a personal training studio. So it's really easy to be the best for your clients. And if your customers and clients are saying, I go to the best gym, best circuit class, best boxing class, best yoga class, best health club in the world, then of course your business will be successful. The third part is that you're adding massive value to people's lives. And that's one of the beautiful reasons why franchises work, because you can see before you buy the business that this business is adding value to people's lives. So you can walk into a gym, into a personal training studio, into a franchise boxing class, into a franchised circuit facility, into a franchise functional center, and you can see people who are loving what they do. You can see that this business is adding massive value to people's lives. You don't have to guess. And a lot of people buy into the franchise that they love. So if you're going to a gym or a personal training studio or some form of exercise facility that you love, then you know that it's adding massive value to your life, then it could add massive value to lots of people's lives and you could have a successful business. So that's called the sweet spot of business, remember. Do what you're the most passionate about, be the best in the world at it, and add massive value to people's lives. Now, the beautiful part when you buy a franchise is the second circle of the sweet spot, which is become the best in the world at what you do. You can buy that. You don't have to create it. You don't have to develop it. You just have to find the right business to buy into. So that's where your research, your analysis, your go and have a look at, go and get a feel for becomes incredibly important. If you believe that this is the best franchise in the world for you, and you combine that with, I will then be doing what I'm the most passionate about and I'll be adding massive value to my clients' lives, then is it possible that you'll have a very successful, profitable business and really love what you do? There is one thing to be very aware of, and again, this has just come from personal experience of watching my max exercise professionals and people in the exercise profession get stuck, it's a relationship. When you buy a franchise, it's a relationship with another business, with other people. And a bit like personal relationships, I don't know how men think, but this is certainly something that women have shared with me that they do. They go into a relationship and they think to themselves, well, he's a pretty nice bloke, or this is a really great partner for me, or this person could work well for me when I change them. I can make them better. I can improve them. When I get my hands on them and change them, we'll have a great relationship. Well, as that doesn't work in relationships, if you've tried, try to change somebody, and is that fair to try and change somebody? Buying a franchise is a relationship. So if you go into a relationship thinking, well, this franchise is okay, but wait till I get my hands on it. I'm going to do this, 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 and this, and this, and make it better. Is it possible then that the whole purpose of buying a franchise doesn't make any sense? If you think that you can do it better than the franchise owners, then perhaps go and do it. And then you will be at the Franchise Expo selling your franchise to other people because you've created something new, unique, and different. And I will share very passionately from my heart to yours that there are a lot of franchises now in the exercise profession, and they're very similar to each other. There's a lot of 24-hour health club franchises that look very similar to other 24-hour health club franchises. There's a lot of boot camps that look the same as other people's boot camps. There's now a lot of boxing facilities that look the same as other people's boxing facilities. And the business itself will tell you, the business of fitness will tell you, that only 10% of people on average in the world today, right now, actually want to go to a gym. So if you can create something that isn't a gym, then is it possible you might attract the other 90% of people who desperately need to exercise, but they don't want to go to a gym? So it's a great question to ask, what can I do uniquely different that nobody else has done before that could inspire and excite other people that aren't going to the gym at the moment? Because remember, if you buy into a franchise that is an existing facility in an existing business, in an existing industry slash profession, and our exercise profession, we're only getting 10% of people to go to the gym, you'll be fighting for a part of that 10% if you do it the same as everybody else. If you buy a franchise for a gym and it looks the same as all the other gyms, you'll then have to compete on price with the other 10% of people that go to the gym. But if you create something new and different and exciting, you won't have to compete on price. You won't have to compete at all because it will be unique and different and exciting. And I'll ask the question again, is it possible then that you will end up at the Franchise Expo selling franchises of your unique special business to people who go, wow, that's a really good idea. I wouldn't have thought of that by myself. I'd like to be involved with that business because that's something that is really exciting to me and it's unique and different from what everybody else is doing. So here's the great news. Can you have a successful career or business in the exercise profession? Of course, the answer is yes. And I share that with you so passionately because after having done this now for over 40 years, when I first started, there was no franchising. There were no 24-hour gyms. There were no boxing classes. There was no personal training. So there were certainly no personal training studios. So in the very short time frame of my career path, those things have started and exploded. So not only now do we have personal trainers, we have personal training studios, and we have personal training franchises all over the world. Not only do we have 24-hour gyms, but we have multiple numbers of 24-hour gym franchises around the world. Not only do we have boxing classes, but we have boxing gyms and we have franchises of boxing gyms all over the world. And are there people who are full-time exercise professionals who are earning as much or more as top-level accountants, lawyers, architects, engineers? And of course, the answer is yes. So can you have a successful business? Can you have a successful franchise? Can you have a successful career? Of course, the answer is yes. And again, I'll share with you passionately as the owner and one of the coaches of the Max International Colleges, that's the easy thing for us. Once we know what it is that you want to do, the process is easy. So once you are committed to, yes, I want to buy a franchise, or yes, I want to buy a gym, or yes, I want to have a home studio, or yes, I want to have a boot camp, the process to making that successful is that's the fundamentals of business. And we're here to coach you through every single part of that to make it a simple, easy process. Will it be exciting? Yes. Will there be challenges? Yes. Will we aim to make you aware of every challenge and have you prepared for it? Yes. It's very rare that you get to go into a business, particularly an exercise business, and have people who are experienced in every area of those businesses to make sure that you are successful. So once again, I'll share with you that yes, Savvy is a commercial banker. That's Savvy Steve, one of your coaches. And became a health club owner and built a health club because he realized how successful and profitable you could be as a gym owner. So he quit his very high paying commercial banking position and bought and created new health clubs. Kayman has created fitness businesses. Remember, he was one of the very first personal trainers in Australia. He was certainly the first personal trainer in Queensland in Australia. He was the first personal trainer to have a studio in Queensland and in Australia. And he's certainly, or we both have been involved in exercise businesses worldwide. Now, I've never started a business from scratch, but I've been into literally thousands of other people's businesses and helped them grow. So they were either doing terribly and we turned them around and turned them into a great profit center, or they were doing exceptionally well and we made them even more profitable and more successful. So you've got people on your team, in your life, in your coaching team that will make sure that you are successful. We want to make sure that you are going to get involved with the business that you are the most excited about. So it's a great thing to think about, a great thing to research. Will it be franchising? Will it be your own gym? Will it be a home studio? You get to decide that, and then you have a team of coaches to make sure that whatever you choose, you'll be successful doing it. We're excited to help you. May you be super excited to have a career or business that you love so that you can choose your own hours, be your own boss, go on holidays when it suits you, and earn the amount of money that you want to do working amount of money that you want to earn working with the people that you want to work with. Doesn't that sound exciting? Woo!